Yi Lin Illustrated Classics, Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, adapted by Catherine Lay. Chapter 1. Presents for Marmee. "It won't be Christmas without any presents," grumbled Joe. Meg sighed. "It's awful being poor," little Amy sniffed. "It's not fair that some girls have lots of nice things and others have nothing." "We've got father and mother and each other," Beth said happily from her corner. They each thought of father far away in the fighting. Meg said, "Mother knows it will be a hard winter. She thinks we should not spend money on pleasures when the men suffer in the army."
"We each have a dollar, and that won't help the army much. I would like to buy a new book," said Joe, who loved to read.
Beth said with a quiet sigh,
"I plan to buy new music."
"I will buy a nice box of drawing pencils," Amy said.
"Mother didn't say we couldn't spend our own money. We work hard for it," said Joe. They each agreed that they worked hard, with Meg teaching, Joe taking care of fussy old Aunt March, Beth keeping the house tidy, and Amy going to school with girls who laughed at her for being poor. Margaret was 16, very pretty, and a bit vain. 15-year-old Joe was tall and thin. Beth was 13 and shy. She seemed happy to live in a world of her own. Amy was pretty, with blue eyes and yellow hair. She always carried herself like a young lady. When the clock struck 6, Beth put a pair of slippers by the fireplace to warm. The girls knew their mother was coming, and they all cheered up. Joe held the slippers near to the fire. "These are old and Marmee needs a new pair," Joe said. Beth said, "Why don't each of us get Marmee something for Christmas and nothing for ourselves?" Everyone agreed. They decided to surprise her. They would shop the next afternoon.
"I shall get her a nice pair of gloves," Meg said.
"The best shoes," cried Joe.
"Some handkerchiefs," said Beth.
"And a little bottle of cologne," added Amy. While they waited, they spent time practicing their annual Christmas play. When they were done, Beth said,
"I don't see how you can write such wonderful things, Joe."
As they laughed together, a cheery voice said,
"Glad to find you so happy, my girls."
The girls welcomed their mother, who they thought was the most splendid mother in the world. As she asked about each of them, they hurried around her to make her comfortable. Mrs. March said,
"I have a treat for you after supper."
Beth clapped her hands, and Joe tossed up her napkin, shouting,
"A letter from Father!"
They hurried through their dinner. Then their mother read the letter. At the end, Father gave his love and a kiss to each.
"I think of them every day and pray for them at night. I know they will remember everything I said to them, and they will be loving children to you. Work hard and be good girls so that when I come back, I may be prouder than ever of my little women." They each cried and promised to not be so selfish. Then they sat and sewed without complaining at all. At 9, they stopped and sang as usual before going to bed. Beth knew how to softly touch the yellow keys of the old piano and make it sound good. They never grew too old for their singing time every night.